Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got our good friend Jim Cantarici back on the show. Jim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years. How about that? As a great member of our Brain Trust, he's the founder and CEO of Transition Management Advisors. He works with companies all over the world, large and small, to help them not just accomplish change, but lead change. And he's the author of Personal Brilliance, which is an outstanding book I've been happy to tell you about for a while. He's our good friend, Jim Cantarici. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I'd love to be here with you guys.
Good to have you back. So one of the things that, as you know, Jim, I've been for a long time now, I've been really trying to focus on helping small business owners understand the their role as a CEO. That you know, we found our company, we're the first people to do everything because we're the first employee. We do all the jobs, then we hire people, we delegate, and we spread it out a little bit, and before you know it, we're a manager, and we're a small business owner and a manager. But over time, as the business grows a little bit and we get a little more mature, a little more critical mass, CEO jobs start appearing. Things that have a little more impact now, a little more critical mass now. And converting from the founder to the manager is not that hard. Converting from the manager to taking time out to be the CEO when necessary, that seems to be a little harder for small business owners. What do you think?
Well, there's no doubt about that. We're very buried in the work when we first start a company. And there are tasks one on top of another, and we hopefully can see some connection between all of them. But as CEO, as our organizations grow, we need to be able to see around the corner and into the future. And that's very difficult to do while also meeting the payroll and doing the things that we have to do as the business owner as well. And so you used the word focus, which I think is very important. What does that mean? And we tend to think of focus as being very single-threaded, you know, hold all calls, I'm going to focus right now.
Right.
When I think more from a personal brilliance perspective, I think more of a 360-degree focus, and being able to see all of the possibilities that are out there. And that's not an easy thing to be able to do, and that's the skill that we need to always be working on and honing as CEO.
Well, exactly, and that focus is what we're talking about when we talk about being a CEO, because if you're going to take the time, which you have to do, and whether that's 10 minutes or an offsite day, if you're going to take the time to be the CEO, to look at those tasks that only the CEO can do, you have to be focused, don't you? Because otherwise the management and the trench stuff shows up and gets in the way, right?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I work with CEOs all the time, and if you look at their schedule, it's very interesting. You can make a decision at 9 o'clock and then negate the decision at 2 p.m. in the afternoon and not even realize that you did it.
Right.
Because we're 5-minute increment meetings all the way through that day. And so the ability to focus in a 360-degree way, as we're discussing it, means that we have all of those balls in the air all of the time, so that if there's a disparate fact or point, we could bring it into our solution set. So think less of a laser beam and more of a spotlight. His beam widens out as far as when you picture our focus, so that we can be able to pull those things in. I think we get such bad advice today that we can't multitask, that our brains can only do one thing at a time. I think that's very true if you're operating heavy machinery. But when you're operating as a leader, as a CEO, you must have multiple channels happening.
You don't
at
have
once.
A choice. You don't have a choice.
Well, exactly.
It's not even like that's an option, Jim.
Because
right?
Things pass you by if you aren't aware.
And if you're a small business owner. When you're a small business owner, Jim, I mean, I still maintain that being a small business owner is the toughest CEO job in the world. I mean, the guy at Exxon or IBM or the lady at GM, they don't have a harder job than somebody running a small business out there with 50 employees.
No, I agree with that completely. Yeah, absolutely.
As in the CEO role. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought. Give us your website, please.
JimCantarucci.com.
All right, so check that out. He and I will be right back after these messages. More to come on how to help you become a better CEO. You know, that's my singular mission in life right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.